to the Up to the Challenge podcast.
Hey, hey, what's up? It's Azisu back again, and this is E-Society Presents Up to the Challenge. On this pod, we challenge each other to watch something, movie, TV show, documentary, or whatever, as long as it's streaming or available. Then we'll discuss what we thought and present the next challenge. This is episode 11. Today we'll be talking about Barry and the Greasy Strangler. But before I go any further, he's up to the challenge. It's the Nez!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. It's going to be a weird one for the Zisu here. but I will kick it off with HBO's Barry. This is a new series. I have no idea when it aired. Let me look.
It just finished airing. It just ran the past, 8 weeks.
Okay. Dang. Because it started in March, March 25th.
And, yeah.
It must have just ended. It got, okay, good news, everyone. It's renewed for a second season if you have seen it. But if you have not seen this, wow. This was awesome. The first couple episodes, I was kind of like, where is it going? And then it takes a hard, dark turn.
Yep. Exactly.
I remember when Bill Hader was on some talk show and he was talking about it, and he was saying it's funny, but it's not your regular Saturday Night Live type of funny or the movies that he's been in. It was created by Bill Hader and Alec Berg. Bill Hader directed the first few episodes, and then it went into a bunch of other people directing it. But this is a story. A hitman from the Midwest moves to Los Angeles and gets caught up in the city's theater art scene. And he can't get away from being a hitman. Well, he goes there for a job. And then while he's there, he's trying to like just lay low and be undercover. So he gets caught up in this little theater group. And I have friends that do the theater. And I want to ask them to watch this. Is like, is it like that? Do you guys do exercises like this? And this show, I mean, the first couple episodes, I was kind of like, oh, okay. But by the fourth episode, man, I was hooked. I couldn't stop watching it. I just zipped through it. The episodes are like 20 minutes, 30 minutes long. And wow, this is awesome. Other than Bill Hader, he plays Barry Beckman. Barry was a Block was his stage name. Steven Root,
yeah.
You guys might know him from Office Space. We got his friend that he meets and friend Sally Reed, played by Sarah Goldberg, and the awesome and the great Arthur Fonzarelli himself, Henry Winkler. Oh,
yeah.
He's the theater teacher. He was my favorite character in the whole show. But the rawest dude in this was a character named Taylor, played by Dale Pavinsky.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
When they get involved, the backstory really quick. Barry, Bill Hader's character, he is an ex-Marine. He came back from a war, and I think he's just PTSD type of thing where he keeps he has to do something to help him with it, so he eventually falls in and starts being a hitman because he was so good at it, and it just goes from there. I mean, it's comedy throughout, but then it takes a hard, dark turn, and yeah. I was like, whoa. I won't tell the ending because this is pretty new, so everyone, you guys should check it out.
No.
If you guys got HBO. But I'm going to go to Taylor's character. Oh, man, that dude was so raw. Man, he go to his house.
Yeah, he was.
He's got an anthrax poster on the wall, and he was watching porn. This dude was crazy. But the rawest part, one of the rawest parts, is when they went in to go do a hit to take out these, were they Bolivians? I think that's what they were. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But
yep. You got it.
You heard the clip at the very beginning of the show, and that's what it was. I mean, Taylor and Barry are kind of getting ready to go into this other room. They're in this big warehouse. And Barry's like, okay, one, two. And then Taylor just screams out, Leroy Jenkins! And then runs in and just starts shooting up everybody. Leroy Jenkins, I'm sure most of you know, but a lot of you probably don't know, but I just found this out not too long ago. I remember Kyle and Eric telling me about it. There was some kids playing. I don't know what they weren't kids, but
World of Warcraft.
Is that what they were playing?
World of Warcraft.
Look up Leroy Jenkins, and you'll see the original video. in that video, they're gearing up to go into battle, and I don't know who this guy is. He just screams Leroy Jenkins, and then runs in, and then all hell breaks loose. And I was not expecting that at all. I was kind of intense, like, oh my god, because the buildup before the gun battle. But then when he screamed that, I was watching this at work, and I just went, yeah, like screamed, and I was laughing hella hard. Oh my god, this was awesome. And another part that was awesome, they were about to do battle again. And it was him and his Barry and two other dudes. And they're like, all right, you guys ready? They're like, yeah, let's do this. Yeah. They're in this SUV and they punch it. It's about to take out these other dudes. And Taylor was blasting Pantera's Cowboys from Hell. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, man. That's enough for spoilers, man. But this show was awesome. If you guys have not seen it, and you have HBO or you have access to it, check it out. You can zip through it really quick. There's only
4 hours.
It says 9 episodes. Wasn't there 4? Wasn't it just 8?
Yeah, it was 8. The reason it's listed as 9 is because it's just showing that there's going to be a season 2. Okay. But 4 hours. You can zip through it pretty much. It's just a touch over 4 hours because a few of them are a touch over 30 minutes, but yeah, you can zip through it and highly recommend it. One of the things I want to mention now to maybe hype people, I wanted to say it to you, but I was afraid this might tip you off too much, which is why I was just saying watch it. But it hit a moment where all of a sudden, and nothing is Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is the top of the hill, the king show for me. Nothing can touch it. But it had a moment where I was like, whoa, Breaking Bad vibe. And I was like, yes, okay. I was like all the way in. Because like you, I watched the first two and I was like, yeah, it's okay. But I set it to the side. And then I was like, well, okay, let me go back. And I didn't even know. I was just like, well, let me just run these off. And then it like hit moments. And I was like, yes, like incredible. So yeah, now I'm all the way in. Can't wait for it to come back.
Yeah, man, I'm fully in. And I guess we got to wait a year. Before it to come back. And oh my god, this show was awesome. If we're gonna rank TV shows, this is number 2, right after Cobra Kai. I that's still my number one. Yeah, that's my number 1, but number 2 right now is Barry. This show was awesome. I want to watch it again. And yeah, that's all I can say. Like, I don't want to ruin it for you guys, right? But it's something totally different for Bill Hader's character. So if you guys are a fan of his, check it out. Henry Winkler's awesome. I love the Fonz. He's like one of my all-time greats from television era. And it's always weird to hear him cuss. Oh man, he was a smooth pimp in this. Everyone, check out HBO's Barry.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm glad you liked it. All right, now on to my challenge. Nez challenged me to 2016, The Greasy Strangler, described as Ronnie runs a disco walking tour with his son Braden. When a sexy woman takes the tour, it begins a competition between father and son for her love. It also signals the arrival of an oily stranger who stalks the streets at night. Yeah, I mean, you prepped me and you told me not to look into it, and it's probably best that I didn't. But yeah, this one, wow, it's almost undescribable. but it's completely odd and out there. I definitely will give it props for that, but I do gotta say, it quickly became a very hard watch, and I couldn't imagine watching this in the theater. Did you see this in the theater?
No, it didn't come around here. I actually saw it. Let's just say I saw it.
Right.
I was reading all kinds of stuff about it, and I was like, what is this? And then I watched Big Jesse, Blind Frankenstein. He was the one that told me. He's like, have you heard of this? And he sent me the trailer, and I was like, what is this? And then so I found it, and I was like, okay, let me just see what it is. And wow.
Yeah.
This was a movie that I was like, what the hell am I watching the very first time?
Yeah.
And then, so I was like, okay. And I was like, what the hell's going on in this? So Jesse and I decided, he watched it as well. And he was like, you know what? Let's do a show on this. So I watched it again, and I just enjoyed it more the second time. And I was laughing at it because I knew what was coming. Just the rawness and the just grossness of this film.
Yeah.
And I was like, who the hell made this film? And oh my God, I watched it over and over. And then it was streaming on Amazon Prime. So I watched it a few times there. And then I finally got the Blu-ray, and I love this movie. I mean, this movie is so awesome. It's not for everybody. I knew it wasn't for the Zisu here, so that's why.
Yeah, no,
I wanted him to watch it.
Challenge, right? It's definitely not something I would have seeked out on my own. Browsing some of the user reviews, I saw it's definitely for people that love Troma, and I know you're a big fan. Like when we go to the con, they usually have a desk out, and there's films you're after from them. I'm aware of them, but only in loose terms. Obviously, the big one, Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, I mean this movie was just totally off the wall. Big Ronnie and Big Brayden. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
I love this movie. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's almost beyond description. Like, it was something that worked well for Challenge because it's something you almost just can't tell people about. I did find interesting after watching it, some of the, if you look on IMDb's under the Metascore, some really actually good descriptions of it. The rap says, an ugly and frequently hilarious descent into all things repellent. It's a good one. Not for everyone. It's unforgiving and it's relentless. But for those with a certain disposition, it offers a great deal of distressing pleasure. And then finally, is it worth seeing? Yes. But only if you enjoy being grossed out.
If you want to be one of the cool kids, and if for some reason one of your weird friends brings up the Greasy Strangler and you want to know what he's talking about, this is definitely one to watch. It is graphic at times.
Yes.
And
right.
I was like, whoa, what's going on in this? The whole Hootie Tootie Disco Cutie thing. I was like, what? But the line from this film is they said it throughout, and I have no idea why. Every time they got into arguments or whatever, or just weren't disagreeing with each other, they always ended with "bullshit artist."
Yeah, catchphrase.
Oh my God, man! I was laughing so hard, man. I love this film. The guy that plays Big Ronnie, Michael St. Michaels. I have no idea if he's been in anything else. I've seen Big Brayden, Sky Elabar. I've seen him in other stuff, as well as Janet, the love interest in this craziness.
Yeah, I was looking at their IMDb's too, and I noticed she's been in actually a bunch of stuff. The 33, Southland, some other stuff. So, this, yeah, this, ER.
This was directed by Jim Hosking. It was written by Toby Harvard and Jim Hoskin again. And this is just something that if you can stomach what's going on the screen, because there was times, even I mean, every time I've watched it, I'm like, oh my God, it's
tough watch.
Yeah. I'm like, ugh. But
yep.
Oh man, this movie is glorious. I love it. Definitely one of my all time favorite films that in a long time. I'm used to action and sci-fi, but I do, if you know me personally, I do like craziness like this, and this is definitely craziness. So if you guys have not seen The Greasy Strangler, check it out. And if you guys have seen it, I know there is a fan base for it. I should have bought one. When I was down in Texas Frightmare, they had these beanies, and they were pink, and it just says Greasy on the front. If you see the pictures on IMDb of the guys wearing it, I saw a booth. Someone was selling it, but I wasn't about to pay no $30 for a beanie. So please. But overall, man, I knew you would you, if the name caught your eye, would you have watched it, or would you just kept on going?
There's a chance I would have checked it out just because I usually am a fan of oddities and weird stuff, you know, huge Wes Anderson fan, but you know, that's more quirky. This one just truly off the wall with its, the way the story drifts and what happens and whatnot. And yeah, it's just, it is almost relentless. It is almost relentless with its willingness for nudity or just gross out. It just, no shame.
You watch this by yourself, right?
Yeah, you warned me, so yeah, that was a good warning.
It says comedy horror.
Not for everybody, oh, that's what, for sure.
No, it says comedy horror. It's not a horror movie. It's more of just a
no.
A crude and lewd comedy.
So, yeah,
but
it relates to trauma, though, right? In your opinion?
Yeah, kind like of
trauma style.
Yeah, but not as off the wall and super, super duper bad acting as Trauma. This is maybe
right.
A half a step above Trauma, I would say.
Okay.
All right, everyone.
By the way, what are you still on the hunt for on Trauma? Because we were like the last few cons, you gone by the desk and like they didn't have what you were after?
There's this movie called Terror Firmer. I have the DVD, but I've always wanted them to put it out on Blu-ray, and they haven't. So, I mean, there is some new stuff. Most of the Toxic Avenger films are on Blu-ray, but I usually pick those up when I go to San Diego. I have the first three, I think. I can't remember how many more. There's a couple more that I need to pick up. Plus, I always get them signed by Lloyd Kaufman. All right, everyone. That was HBO's Barry and 2016's The Greasy Strangler, streaming on Amazon Prime. So on to our next challenge. What do you have?
All right. I'm hoping you haven't seen this, but I have backups if you have. I wanted to challenge you to Hulu's Stephen King's 11-22-63. Have you seen it?
Is it a movie or a series?
It's a series, but this one you can just do the first episode on this one. So this one's just an hour for you, and then you can decide if you want to continue from there.
All right, yeah, I haven't seen it, but you're killing me with these series.
I know, I really am, because I hope you like this one too. And this one, if you do continue to go on, it's like another 9 episodes, I think. So, but just do the first one. Just do the first one for the challenge.
All right,
because you'll get what you need to know from the first one.
All right, this one is streaming on Amazon. You're gonna have to read it. So, but this is Irreversible.
Okay,
check that one out.
All right,
I don't remember when it came out. This is a movie that I heard about, and I saw it, and I thought it was awesome. So. If you guys know what it is, you know. If you don't, you can watch it along with that.
Sounds good.
Zisu here, Irreversible.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it, so yeah, I'm going to go right into it. What was it streaming on again?
Amazon.
Okay, got it.
So, all right. Yeah, I mean, that is it, everyone. We will be back next week with another challenge. We just put out episode 97 of the regular episodes. And 97. There was a little mistake in the beginning. The Zisu
yeah,
there
said I said 96.
Yeah, so sorry about that. But that you read it, it's the same thing. And
right.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get more of that. Check that one out. We reviewed Deadpool 2. And I don't remember what else, but everyone,
Walking Dead, everything normal.
Yeah, everything else. But yeah, everyone, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back, like I said, next week, and party on.
Yep. Have fun. Be safe. See you next time. Up to the challenge.
Bullshit artist. Bullshit and horseshit artist. Bullshit, horseshit, cat shit, tiger shit, lion shit. Duck shit, walrus shit, penguin shit, king penguin shit, B-U-L-L-S-H-I-T, new word, A-R-T-I-S-T, bullshit artist.